Welcome to the audio edition of In Touch Online for June 2021, with an introduction from the Provincial Grand Master. Human nature, sometimes a funny thing. Peter Drucker was an Austrian business consultant and writer of numerous books on the theory of management. For many students, Drucker's writings were the holy grail of all things management, and in 2005, Business Week magazine described him as the man who invented management. Drucker famously wrote, "It is a law of nature that two moving bodies in contact with each other create friction. This is as true for human beings as it is for inanimate objects." It's also true within families, including the Masonic family of which we are a part. I have previously written of my pride in members of the Wiltshire Masonic family, who perform above and beyond what we might term reasonable in helping their fellow citizens. However, it's also the case that occasionally family members fall out with one another, and we are made aware of this from the very first ceremony we undergo as Freemasons. I'm sure everyone remembers the words intoned from the East following the investing of the newly made brother with the distinguishing badge of a Freemason. Any animosity towards a brother should be amicably resolved. In the unfortunate event they could not be easily adjusted, well, it would be better if that one or both parties retired from the lodge. Drucker suggested that manners are the lubricating oil of an organisation, a point with which I'm inclined to agree. When attempting to resolve conflict, pouring oil on troubled waters is vastly preferable than adding fuel to the fire. While I would always choose harmony over discord, I recognise that such a hope is almost utopian, and as we all know, aiming for a state in which everything is perfect is unrealistic. However, I'm in no doubt that almost any conflict can be resolved with a measure of goodwill being exercised by each side. Surely brotherly love, which should be a defining characteristic of a Freemason, is enough to lubricate any friction which may occur in a lodge. I know that lodges are gearing up to conduct ceremonies in June and July, with a number of lodges seeking dispensations to initiate candidates throughout the summer. I'm also aware that some brethren do not subscribe to initiating candidates unless and until the ceremony can be held in a style and manner they feel is right and proper. Such a view is not endorsed or shared by the province, which believes that the proper criteria to be used for determining whether an initiation should take place is the desire and willingness of the candidate who has been regularly proposed and approved to be so initiated. I attended an excellent Meet the Officer meeting, at which the speaker was none other than the Provincial Secretary, Phil Still. I've enjoyed the series and look forward to the next one, which will be held on Friday the 25th of June at 7:30 p.m. If you can, please do join us. Last month was National Measurement Month, and I invited members to take their blood pressure. Brother John Clough of Sarum Lodge wrote to the editor asking that we seize the opportunity to mention measuring blood sugar levels to determine and treat diabetes. I know a number of brethren who manage diabetes, and I'm pleased to mention our support for Diabetes Week, which runs from the 14th to the 20th of June. And from the Provincial Grand Chaplain: as your provincial chaplain, I am often asked what is the proper protocol when it comes to how prayers are said in lodge. The big question is, should they be read or recited? But first, it is necessary to identify what is meant by prayers. After all, in the notes to emulation ritual and procedures, it is noted that prayers are to be said by the chaplain. What is noticeable is that there is no guidance offered as to whether the prayer is to be recited or read. Prayers are not, in my opinion, ritual. And I've always been of the opinion that prayers can be read or recited. It really doesn't matter. This point has been endorsed by Grand Lodge, which actively encourages the reading of prayers, particularly when delivered by the Lodge chaplain. In church, even the most senior of ministers often reads them. I usually do, unless they are open prayers, when we pray as the Spirit takes us. If a brother knows the prayers off by heart, then fine. But to read them out is also okay. The really important part is that whichever route is chosen, the delivery of the prayer is all important. They should be recited or read with genuine feeling and sincerity. After all, they're meant to be a communication to the great architect of the universe, not to show off one's prowess at learning ritual. I'm sure I'm not alone in having attended meetings where the prayers are simply recited without meaning, and occasions when the prayers have been read with meaning, and vice versa. If it helps somebody to read them, then that's fine. I would hope that the brethren would be charitable in their attitude towards a brother who, having been appointed and invested as chaplain, chooses to read the prayers, and offer their encouragement to those seeking to make changes for the benefit of the lodge. Following on from the mention of Diabetes Week, it seemed appropriate to mention something about diabetes. The first thing to say is that diabetes is a common condition in the population, and there are many Freemasons who manage this condition on a daily basis. One of those is John Clough of Sarum Lodge, who was recently diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. The essential difference between the two types of diabetes is that with type 1, you can't make any insulin at all. If you've got type 2 diabetes, it's a bit different in that the insulin you make either can't work effectively or you can't produce enough of it. They may well be different conditions, but they're both serious. Other types of diabetes include gestational diabetes, which some women may go on to develop during pregnancy. And there are many other rarer types of diabetes, such as type 3C, and latent autoimmune diabetes in adults. In all types of diabetes, glucose can't get into your cells properly, so it begins to build up in your blood. And too much glucose in our blood causes a lot of different problems. To begin with, it leads to diabetes symptoms. What all types of diabetes have in common is that they cause people to have too much glucose in their blood. But we all need some glucose. It's what gives us energy. We get glucose when our bodies break down the carbohydrates that we eat or drink, and that glucose is released into our blood. We also need a hormone called insulin. It's made by our pancreas, and it's insulin that allows the glucose in our blood to enter our cells and fuel our bodies. If you don't have diabetes, your pancreas senses when glucose has entered your bloodstream and releases the right amount of insulin, so the glucose can get into your cells. But if you have diabetes, this system doesn't work. The common symptoms of diabetes include going to the toilet a lot, especially at night, being really thirsty, feeling more tired than usual, losing weight without trying to, cuts and wounds taking longer to heal, and blurred vision. Over a long period of time, high glucose levels in your blood can seriously damage your heart, your eyes, your feet, and your kidneys. These are known as the complications of diabetes. But with the right treatment and care, people can live a healthy life, and there's much less risk that someone will experience these complications. Richard Wright of Whitehorse Lodge is the province's Solomon champion, and he has recently attended a number of webinars explaining how Solomon is evolving and improving as an online learning resource and is making daily advancement a reality in the Craft and Royal Arch. Onboarding modules have recently been launched for fellow Craft Freemasons and Master Masons. These are induction modules, ideal for those who have been recently passed or raised. Designed as self-learning programs for completion over a 4-week period, the modules include papers, videos, and quizzes. They're intended to make learning fun, and badges can be earned for completion of the modules. The material is also ideal for mentors and others for delivery at a lodge of instruction or on a one-to-one basis. Mentors are encouraged to make junior brethren aware of the modules and support the use of them. Both modules are accessible in the Seek and Learn section of Solomon. Onboarding defined: the action or process of integrating a new employee or member into an organization, or familiarizing a new customer or client or member with one's products or services. To get to know more about Solomon and to learn how Solomon can help to develop your understanding of all things Freemasonry, talk to your lodge mentor. He will know what you need to do to connect to this wonderful library of really useful information. And once you've signed up, you can browse the modules and discover everything you need to know to make that essential daily advancement in Masonic knowledge. The boys are back. After the success of the provincial Christmas video, were you one of the 7,500 people who viewed it and liked it? Well, the communication team just couldn't resist the challenge to make another one. Another video, that is. Just not a Christmas one. What better theme than we're back in the lodge, or better still, the boys are back in town. That's Salisbury, Melksham, Bradford-on-Avon, Carn, Devizes, Corsham, East Noyle, Downton, Luggershall, Marlborough, Malmesbury, Swindon, Trowbridge, Warminster, Chippenham and Highworth. Today, over 1,500 people have viewed The Boys Are Back in Town, and you can join them by visiting the provincial YouTube site or go to pglwilts.org.uk and click the link. The video uses the music and lyrics of The Boys Are Back in Town, a single from Irish hard rock band Thin Lizzy. The song was originally released in 1976 on their album Jailbreak. And finally, well done to Foster Telford, who was the first person to identify the first two chocolate bars as Galaxy and Milky Way, named by Michael Barrett in his recent article. Thank you for listening.